A despairing lawmaker of Sydney, Clover Moore, says it's extraordinary police have dropped their investigation into the Federal Energy Minister, Angus Taylor. Mr Taylor launched a political attack via Sydney's Daily Telegraph newspaper on Ms Moore, using a false document to back up his misleading claims. But federal police investigating the matter say they're unlikely to uncover any substantial evidence and that the level of harm done to Ms Moore was minor. Here's political reporter Tom Eagledon in Canberra.
This is how Sydney Lord Mayor Clover Moore is reacting to news police have dropped their investigation into how travel records used to attack her were doctored.
Extreme disappointment. I was interviewed by the New South Wales Police. We made all our material available, and there's no explanation has been made about how this document emerged.
Angus Taylor's office sent the false documents to the Daily Telegraph. He then used them to incorrectly claim the City of Sydney's councillors spent $14 million on air travel and to accuse Clover Moore of hypocrisy over her pledge to reduce carbon emissions.
It seemed to me at the time a real stitch-up.
Federal police took over the investigation from New South Wales Police late last year, but Clover Moore says they never spoke to her, and now they've announced via a statement they're dropping the investigation, saying it's unlikely they'll find enough evidence, and adding there's nothing to indicate Angus Taylor was involved in falsifying the document.
The low level of harm and the apology made by the Minister for Energy and Emissions Reduction to the Lord Mayor of Sydney, along with the significant level of resources required to investigate, were also factored into the decision not to pursue this matter.
The Federal Police don't think it's important that a Federal Minister has sent a misleading document to a local government official. I just think that's extraordinary.
It seems they're almost saying, look, he said sorry, he's done the wrong thing, let's leave it there. And to some in the public, that'd make a fair amount of sense, wouldn't it?
But he hasn't informed me about where the misinformation came from that I was accused of.
The federal opposition too is disappointed in the decision by police. Mark Dreyfus is the Shadow Attorney General and the one who referred the matter to police last year.
And it might be that he personally didn't do the forgery. It might be that he personally didn't put the false figures in the letter that he signed.
Well, what he did do, though, was apologise. And as the police have said, shouldn't that kind of be enough here?
No. Does that mean, Tom, that when you get pulled over for speeding, you can say, I'm very sorry, officer, this ought to be the end of the investigation and there's little harm but going to be done in the future because I'm a good guy.
Angus Taylor's issued a statement welcoming the decision.
The Labor Party has a track record of using police referrals as a political tool. The Leader of the Opposition and Shadow Attorney General's pursuit of this matter is a shameful abuse of their office and a waste of our policing agency's time.
His office sent a forged document to the Daily Telegraph, a major national newspaper, and he's accusing me of acting in some way improperly. It is, you've only got to state what's occurred here to see what a bizarre accusation that is. Mr Taylor is a disgrace to the Australian government. We are not going to let go of this matter.
But Clover Moore will be letting go.
I won't take any further action because I would find that a distraction from doing the job I've been elected to do. But I think it's appalling that the authorities who are responsible have not investigated this properly.
Sydney Lord Mayor Clover Moore, ending Tom Eagledon's report.